dying. Why hasn't the brunt died of shame? Don't they know it's the end of the world? The Cavs lost their very first game. Why hasn't David Blatt been fired? Why hasn't management just blown up the whole darn thing? Don't they know it's the end of the world? Oh, never mind, they won their second game.
Welcome to the TK Jingles podcast for November 3rd, 2014. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and TKJingles.com and is enjoyed by the loyal but often strange littles of the Tony Kornheiser Show. Today's episode is brought to you by the emotion hate, fueling Tony Kornheiser's career for more than 40 years. You know, that opening number there, every now and then I forget that Tony is an ESPN guy. Because his radio show is just more about pop culture and his own life and whatever else he wants to talk about. But the segment that he had last week after the NBA opening week about how the Cavs losing their very first game basically was a huge sign of doubt and, you know, crack in the armor or whatever, and it was going to be such a big deal. Just the hyperbole of that was out of a Jim Rome show or Mike and Mike or something. It was so asinine. So I just wanted to poke a little fun there. And then lo and behold, after the sky was falling, the Cavs went and beat the Chicago Bulls, who were supposed to be, their biggest challengers. So it's pretty funny. So we have an awesome show here. We've got 8 new songs up front. We've got a little trivia bit, and then a segment on hate, because that is the sponsor after all. So I figured we should focus on the, pleading to what is driving the content for this show and for Tony's show. And then, of course, a mailbag. But before I get into the opening numbers, there was an incident about a week ago during the World Series where the lead singer of the group Stained, which I think had a couple alternative hits in the early 2000s, sang the Star Spangled Banner at one of the World Series games, and there was a big kerfuffle because he forgot the words. And I didn't see that game, so I'm not sure what the context was, but I remember it reminded me of, forgive me if I've told this story before, I have an amazing memory for trivia, for statistics, for lyrics, so that's why I'm able to do all these jingle things pretty easily. But my memory for other things, not so good. So I may end up telling this story every week for the next year, and it will sound fresh to me. But anyway, back when I was in college, I was asked to sing the national anthem at a swim meet, and I was so honored. I'm not a swimming guy, other than being a huge Michael Phelps fan. But, it just was a really cool thing. So I practiced for about a week, and I learned that the note that the song starts on, just through practice and kind of pecking it out on the piano, that the note it starts on is also the highest note in the song. So if your voice is feeling very strong that day and you want to try to go for an A or a G or whatever it might be in the men's tenor range, that was the note to ask for to be cued. So, or if you happen to have a pitch pipe, that was a note to play on your pitch pipe. And being in an a cappella group, I, of course, had a pitch pipe. Something so proud of. So I practiced, did it a couple of times. It's a song everybody knows, so it wasn't a big deal. But when I got to the swim meet, I'm waiting kind of in the holding area, and I'm just humming it to myself. Things are going well. And then they usher me out there, and it's a pretty small crowd. I mean, it's a swim meet at a college. It's not like this is a national sporting event. But, it was a decent-sized group, but nothing too major. And so I give a little pitch pipe out. I hum a note to myself, and they say, "Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Negrelli, the national anthem." And I start singing. And I'm looking around, kind of soaking it all in, and I notice, at baseball games, they always have the lyrics up somewhere on a big screen, and they don't have that here. I mean, it's a security blanket. It's not like anybody would ever forget. I mean, I'm not going to forget. I mean, I don't think I'll forget. Oh my God, I don't know what words come next. It was this like total psych out moment where I was singing it and there was an inner monologue of self-doubt just driving it. And I think I did the same thing Stained Guy did. I think I got to a part and I just started going in like this little infinite loop where I was singing the same three lines over and over and then had a hasty ending and did a little bow and got the hell out of there. Never to have done it again. But it's just so funny. So I really, you know, cut anybody slack in that moment because it's something that you think would just be so easy. And I think maybe because of that, I took it for granted that I didn't need to memorize the lyrics because I already knew them. And of course, they would be up on the screen somewhere because I've been going to baseball games my whole life and they're always up on the screen. But I guess those rules don't apply to swimming. So anyway, on to the music. On the theme of patriotic songs, the first two tunes we have here are the John Fitzpatrick, God Bless America / I'm on the Americans, and everybody's favorite 4th of July fireworks song, God Bless the USA, also about the Americans. So John's was written as kind of a preamble to it before Tony went, kind of what he thought would happen. And mine was written the day that Tony did go, or the day after, and when he told us his story. So I tried to capture all those elements in there. And then in a very themed bit here, we have Brad Weiss teaming up with Carol Connolly's kids for a Charlie Brown spoof with It's Great Pumpkin, Mr. Tony. Then Shad back with another classic 877 tune. Brad and KJ tuning up for some Broadway with Happy Talk. Bill Bardo and John Welsh continuing the tradition of terribly offensive songs about deadly disease with That's Ebola. Thomas Crummer with TK's Waking Up and Imagine Dragons parody that I really wish we had more Imagine Dragons. There are just things in that genre. So the old guy radio is great, but this is one that Tony will never play, so I wanted to play it here. And then lastly, John Fitzpatrick queuing off something that Tony mentioned about his wardrobe, his 80s wardrobe with Buttonfly, with a parody of Superfly.
I'm on the Americans, show that I love, stood around there, had no lines there, both the stars recognized me, sort of. Paid for the hotel and the limo, this cost big ducats, should have stayed home. But I'm on the Americans, me and my shining dome. When you see me on the Americans, I'll probably look like a gnome.
If tomorrow I could start again with a brand new lease on life, Matthew Rhys would be my pen pal, Carrie Russell would be my wife. But instead I'm just an extra, eating omelets and souffle. And I had to catch a ride with a driver who's insane. And I was finally on the Americans, they even gave me a line to read. And I took a bus with all the stars, and they were forced to talk to me, but they were thinking, shut up, whoever you are, we didn't quite catch your name. And I almost forgot the best part of all, I had to pay my own way.
I got a sky bar.
I got a boiled egg.
I got some Johnny Walker Blue.
I got egg noodles.
I got a sticker.
Sticker?
Sons of Biscuits.
I got a tiny DVD.
1-877 kick Jaws' ass. C-I-C-K kick Jaws' ass. 1-877 kick Jaws' ass. I'm gonna kick Jaws' ass today. I'm a monkey. What else do I got? I got these opposable thumbs, big deal. So I can open up a jar of coffee creamer. I like my coffee like my women, hot and bitter. So all I got is the games. But when I lose, I feel like a chimp. But when I win, I feel like a gorilla. So I'm gonna kick Jaws' ass today.
Hockey talk, keep talking, hockey talk. Kornheiser hasn't got a clue. Though he won't rock the red and no thoughts in his head, his pal Neil Greenberg just might come through. Hockey talk, keep talking, hockey talk. No, Grandpa, that guy's not Bobby Orr. The littles beg you, please, no more segments like these, as all your ratings plummet through the floor.
When your temperature's high like a hot pizza pie, that's Ebola. When you sneeze and you cough and you can't shake it off, that's Ebola. Tony's tense and his phys immense, he's not making sense when he says it'll kill ya. He drinks wine very late at night and his pants are tight, though he's on a diet. Who would get on a plane with a fever insane? That's Ebola. Don't go dance down the street, stay there under the sheet, you're quite ill. When you can, trust the docs at the Centers for Disease Control. Excuse me, but you see, keep away from Tony with Ebola.
He's waking up, action's done. He went to bed around 9:01. He's barely breathing, TK's old. On. The Redskins won, though not with unbridled optimism. If you saw it live, it's the apocalypse. Whoa, he's waking up. It's around 4 a.m. Tony sees the Redskins win. Defense finally stood tall. Breland knocked down the ball. Cornflip was abysmal. Kornheiser missed it all. Whoa. He got knocked out of no. Defense was active. TK was napping. Jerry Jones begging for Romo. Coach Garrett K's in. TK's still dreaming. It's 10 a.m. and every chance they had, ESPN would show Colt McCoy's dad. TK talks about the price of gas instead. Up the middle, Robinson, he leaves with his knee and Roma's back is done. But TK was a snowball run. Oh, whoa, he's waking up. It's around 4 a.m. Tony's eggs are boiling. Defense finally playing, but Tony's sleeping. Here comes Brandon Whedon. TK's still dreaming. Littles now know, oh, Tony's comatose. While he is hosting, radio hosting, questions remain though. Does McCoy have to go? Is RG3 the guy? Will Bunch not surprise?
Oh, Littles, no. Son does.
doesn't shine before Mr. Tony opens his eyes.
He's waking up.
It's around 4 a.m. Tony sees the Redskins win. Defense finally stood tall. Freeland knocked down the ball. Cortland was abysmal. Gornheiser missed it all. Romo, he got knocked out of though. Defense was active. TK was napping. Jerry Jones begging for Romo. Coach Garrett Gaines in. TK still dreaming.
They're going to give me costume. They're going to give me, so I put on my button fly bell bottom jeans. I don't know how anybody, the dexterity of how to operate that is lost on me. Button flies.
Dawn's first light, the Acela takes flight. Van Ride's going long, attitude going on. In wardrobe for an hour, costume screams flower power. The duds they pick for him are just wrong. Jeans make clear just how much time passed by. If they won't close, you make those rounds you shy. There ain't no desk here like on PTI. Hard to understand how this bald orange man had one line to transact. What a shot he can't act. But in speaking to Tom, Kerry Russell was wrong. His mouth just ran on, then she left the old man alone. Ooh, super spies. It's not long before they sorry they said hi. Kerry and Matthew won't look you in the eye. They're nowhere around to say goodbye.
It's time for trivia, trivia. Some really stupid trivia. You send me some questions and now I'll let somebody talk. Somebody talk, let's let another little talk.
All right, I'm going to switch up the trivia segment a little bit this week and tell a story of my own. One of the quirky things about TK Jingles and this whole experience has been meeting people who are excited to meet me and for singing songs about a bald orange man. And there seems to be a proclivity with service professionals who come to my house. So my house isn't that bad, but I do have a lot of small repairs done from time to time or improvements. And there was a gentleman who came by last week and, you know, he just saw my name when he arrived and we were filling out the paperwork and he said, oh, you know, are you Jerry Negrelli? Do you do that? And we got to talking about Tony Kornheiser and the jingles and he was saying, I think he gave me an accidental backwards compliment or non-compliment by saying, oh, that Del Shannon song today was great. That was by Joe Arrow, I think. That was really good. I mean, you do some good stuff too, but that was great. but anyway, so as we're talking about Tony and all these things, he mentioned that he has encountered some other people in his line of work. And one of them, just other people associated with the show, one of them was John Junior Feinstein's wife. That he was doing some work at her house, and John's house, obviously. And he asked if he could go use the bathroom, stop what he was doing, and you know, use the guest bathroom. So he went in there. And like anybody, John had some nice reading material left out for people. But what John Junior Feinstein has in his guest bathroom is a copy of A Mystery at the Final Four, the children's book that Tony always quotes because of the "Do you know who I am?" misquote, as Tony says. And I thought that was so brilliant and so appropriate. I mean, if you're a best-selling writer, having your own stuff in your guest bathroom seems a little tacky. But having a children's book that you wrote in your guest bathroom, I just don't even know where to begin. Okay, I mentioned earlier that this episode is brought to you by the Emotion Hate. So it's kind of like a Sesame Street episode. Maybe I should pick a letter or something next week to bring it. So I wanted to start it off with a song I wrote specifically for this occasion. And then I went back through the archives and I picked out four songs that seemed to be have good references to things that Tony hated or generally kind of go along the theme of Tony's malaise and hatred of all people and things. So this first one is a little George Michael parody by me, and then My Favorite Things by K.J. Onstad, a parody of Wait from the Beatles by Brad Weiss, a parody of Still Crazy After All These Years about how Tony still hates Raju after God knows how long, and then Wonderful, the original Peaceful Easy Feeling, The Awful Queasy Feeling by John Fitzpatrick.
You know I'm not that nice. I don't like anybody, even those who pay me money. I hate them too. Oh, and I'm holding grudges with such devotion. If you've ever crossed me, know I'm keeping score. Oh, and if Roger took a boat out onto the ocean, I'd find a way to make sure that it ends up on the ocean floor. 'Cause I'm filled with hate. Oh, so much hate. I'm filled with hate, hate, hate. I'm fueled by hate, hate, hate. Woo!
Kind and Sky Bars noodles with caraway seeds. Red wine, Johnny Walker, and 4% cottage cheese. Goddess who makes him blush saying nothing. These are a few of his favorite things. Jazz, avocado, road skiers and snowstorms, soccer moms, Raju and Obamacare health forms, bridges and boats and those death traps with wings. These are a few of his most hated things. Fake at the Palmer, just pan-seared at his home. Trivia nights, the Pandora on his iPhone. Mailbag time like now when we send notes and bling. These are a few of his favorite things. But when the show's late and when it's not on, then I'm feeling sad. I simply remember all of these things. Then I don't feel so bad.
It's been a long time, now I'm back on the show. Time to complain now. Oh, how I'm gonna moan. Hate, 'cause I've been ready to unload, and now my head might just explode. I've got a yen to crush again, and now it's time to do that thing I do. If it makes you sad, well, that's too bad. Just know that I might hate you too. It's been a long time, now I'm back in the groove. I'm gonna catch now and how, 'cause that's my move.
I saw a former writer on TV last night. He mentioned me and then he cursed my name. I fired him 'cause he stopped writing, but that message fell on deaf ears. Still hates me after all these years. Oh, he hates me after all these years. 4 in the morning, he's up before dawning, looking for something on TV. He's still not writing. Why isn't he writing? He's got 5 hours before
I hate the way that I have to drive across the bridge over the bay. But I wanna get to my beach house tonight. And I don't want to go the long way. It gives me an awful queasy feeling. But I don't want to stay in town. I really wish I was standing on the ground. I found out a long time ago that I don't like to fly on a plane. Ah, but that plane can take me anywhere, so long as I'm bombed on Ativan. And I got an awful, I'm California bound. I really wish I was standing on the ground.
Okay, I've got one last little feature here for you before we go to the mailbag. Hamptonager was nice enough to dig through the archives, and he found a tune that I'm going to say probably goes back to the late 1930s, possibly into the 40s, but I'm pretty sure this is from the 30s. Back when Tony was well-established as a radio personality, there were still a couple of people doing mailbag jingles back then. Gary hadn't been born yet, so, we'd never heard of his. But, there was a nice, good community of little sending in jingles. If you've heard any, please, podcast@tkjingles.com, send them my way. This is called The Roosevelt Swing, about FDR packing the Supreme Court, I suppose. The types of things that Tony would like to bitch about back during those times. So Hampton, thank you so much for digging this one out of the archives.
Hoover said he had a plan, and now I boil eggs in a tin pan. For FDR I'll gladly sing a tune, that is if I don't die of influenza soon. He says he'll find some work for me in time, and if he does we'll put him on the dime. And if the Supreme Court doesn't fall in line, he'll add nine for jobs, jobs, jobs.
This old-timey jingle thing, I'm having so much fun with this. I think next we'll have jingles from the future or something, or some other theme. But we've got another awesome one that Blair sent in, lined up for a week or two, depending on what's going on with the trivia segment. But thank you guys so much. Please, if you have other things you'd like to contribute here, send them my way, podcast@tkjingles.com. If you have a question for the trivia or something else you'd like to contribute to the mailbag, podcast@tkjingles.com. Now it's time for the mailbag.
Well, I woke up this morning and there was no show, but I remember Jerry has a show of his own. You can find it when you want it and there ain't no lag. So here comes some emails in Jerry's mailbag. Here comes Jerry's mailbag. Jerry's mailbag.
Thank you, Patrick. All right, first we have an iTunes review here from Blaze. He says about this podcast, listen on your Walkman. I heartily endorse this television program or podcast. Mr. Negrelli has faithfully captured the essence of whatever it is this project is about. I believe it's something to do with patterns. Traffic patterns, weather patterns, pattern baldness. It's all here. That's wonderful. The iTunes podcast has got a good number of reviews on there. But the mobile apps, every time I update them, it kind of clears the cache. So if you have not reviewed the mobile app recently, or you've never done it, please go and check out the mobile apps, leave me your feedback, and I'd love to read it on this podcast. Speaking of those, I tweeted about a recent update to the iPhone app, and somebody responded, I'm waiting for the TK Jingles Android app. And That kind of feedback drives me crazy because I hate spamming people with repeated tweets and emails and mentioning on this podcast. But unless you just hammer, you know, and flood the zone with content saying, hey, there's an app, hey, there's an app, hey, there's an app, inevitably somebody's going to miss it because Twitter especially, there's just such a flood of info on there. So if I ever am annoying with mentioning the sticker giveaway or the apps or whatever else is going on, please bear with me. Not everybody listens to every show. Not everybody reads every tweet, so I just got to get the message out there so that it breaks through. Then a note from Jonathan Conrad suggesting for an American's tune that I do Neil Diamond coming to America with the idea that it could be, hey, he's on the Americans today. And that actually was the original idea that I had, and I couldn't think of anything that was really funny beyond that chorus. And so I replaced it with the God Bless the USA that you heard earlier. So great idea, Jonathan, but hopefully you like what I did instead. Then Jordan Baker says, my kids always shout out Window Nation when we pass their office in Springfield. Such a joy. And I like Window Nation because of Tony, but I have to say their social media presence and other outreach in general kind of sucks. The folks at Thompson's Creek, which my wife has done voiceover work for, always respond to any tweet you mention them in, or always favorite, or always have some comment. The Window Nation folks, even though I've written songs about them, have never even acknowledged it. So, gotta say, I'm not too keen on shouting out Window Nation when I drive by that place there, because I go by Springfield every day. But you know, maybe someday they'll get the hang of it. All right, then we have the last one here. An email from Name Withheld. So the woman related to me by marriage comes home from a funeral today telling me the story of a funeral she's just attended, the sadness, the assholes who try to cut into the funeral procession because they are in fact assholes, and a lot of the usual funeral talk. And then she gets to the part where they play the deceased's favorite song, Hallelujah. She's telling me about tears being shed and the heavy emotion of the moment, and I'm thinking of the Who Is Junior song and trying my damnedest to not start laughing. I failed. A wonderful anecdote of how TK Jingles has wreaked havoc on so many of our lives. So, folks, thank you for listening. I always enjoy doing this. I'll be back here next week. I'm getting close to Jingle 200, so hopefully we got some cool stuff lined up here. It kind of depends on a few factors outside of my control, but we'll see here. And until then, thank you for listening. Send me your feedback. Go to tkjingles.com and click on a jingle. Leave some feedback for folks. That's the only way that they know you're listening. So again, until next week, thank you all, and I'll be back soon doing more of this crazy crap.
It's the last song of my stupid show. I threw it in just for you. It's Oasis, if you didn't know. I figured I should tell you. Thanks for listening, I had fun. I've written great jingles, but this isn't one. And I guess that's okay, 'cause I give this away. Something to say. I'll do it without delay. No podcast delay. No podcast delay. Every Monday.
That's gold, Jerry. Gold.